Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 365.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Fricchio, and that voice was Travis Baum.
A whole year.
And also joining us is the one and the only Mr. Jeff Chorney.
Word up, guys. 365.
And 365.
If today we took that for a year, that's one podcast a day for an entire year.
That's a podcast a day. Yeah.
And it only took us 7.5 years to get there. All right. Today we are not doing a feature, so we're going to see. It may be a two-part show. Depends on how long Distractions goes, but we're going to talk about Distractions. We'll do a little bit of news, new releases, and a new question of the week for next week. So before we do that, we had some holiday weekends happen, so let's find out what everybody did on those holiday weekends. Jeff, why don't you start? You had Canada.
I already
Canada
had our
Day
Canada
Day.
I talked about that already.
That's right. Yeah. You talked about it.
It was extremely forgettable because it's not a real holiday.
It was awesome. Or wait, did I talk about it? I can't remember. When was the last day we recorded? We didn't record last week.
I don't remember talking about Canada Day.
I don't either.
Was I even here?
No, we skipped a week. Actually, weren't you out?
No, we skipped a week. So yeah, Canada Day happened, and we haven't.
I guess it did. I guess I didn't. We didn't do much for Canada Day at all. We just basically stayed in and relaxed. And the night before,
hey, there's nothing wrong with that, dude.
The night before, Tanya had some stuff to do. Or she had something to do like the next day. Or no, she was actually at home, but I ended up having a kind of guys game night kind of thing happen. So she ended up going home. Well, not going home, going to her parents at like 10 or 11:30 at night because we were being too loud. But it wasn't in a like a fuck this, I'm leaving type thing. She was totally like okay with it. She's like, no, you guys have your guys night. It's fine. She's like, I'm just kind of tired. And she's like, I have to go to my parents anyway tomorrow morning, so I might as well just go there now. So like, okay. But I'll more into that later when stuff like. We talk about distractions, but that's about cool. It. We didn't really do much for Canada Day this year at all.
Exciting.
All right.
Hardly anything.
Is Canada Day, I mean, are there like fireworks and stuff
like
that?
Oh, yeah, there's fireworks. It's very similar to your 4th of July.
Yeah, it's just Independence Day, right?
I mean, it's just a couple of days off.
It's a day off, yeah. Our Canada Day actually was on a Wednesday, so I didn't actually do shit for our Canada Day because it was literally on a Wednesday. So, like, the weekend before, that's when all that stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or the weekend after. And Canada Day.
So Canada Day is what, July 1st?
July 1st, yeah.
July 1st. So we have not talked about that yet.
I think, I can't remember what Tanya and I did. I don't think we did much. But, anywho.
Hey, that's okay. What did you guys do? Chilling out is a reasonable thing to do on a holiday.
Yep.
Travis, what's up, man?
Let's see. What did I do for my epic 4th of July? It was huge, guys. It was big. It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I got a new computer chair. I'm sitting in it right now. I'm enjoying it. It's fantastic. It's, one of the best, purchases I've made in a long time. Really, really good. So yeah, 4th of July. How about that? No, we went and, hit up a concert, on the 3rd, actually. And, it's a local band. We saw at a bigger concert and we just saw that they were headlining. So this was a kind of a no-brainer for us. We really dig these guys. So we went and, saw this band, met up with one of Megan's friends. She met a couple of weeks back. She is like, I know country people. I've met country people, and lived around them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But this girl is like the epitome
of country.
Of anything. I've never heard anyone speak. Like, she called people a hot mess.
I've heard
like,
people say that.
Like, naturally. I know. She doesn't have to try to say it to be trendy. That, yeah. She's like, well, that little sweetheart is a hot mess. And she's 30-something, maybe? 36, 37? And she speaks like a 15-year-old. But it makes her, it's her accent. Like, it was so strong country. It, like, completely skewed, like wow, she just seems, really kind of weird. But she's
really
super nice.
Kind of weird.
But she's super nice. Like, don't get me wrong. She's super, super nice. But, like, I've never heard an accent, a country accent, so deep and real like that. It was crazy.
All right. Where is she from?
She was from Alabama.
Oh, that, yeah.
Birmingham, okay. I want to say, maybe.
Yeah. That makes complete sense.
But yeah, we also learned that these concerts, as fun as they are, I don't have the endurance.
Old.
I don't have the endurance for it anymore, man. I especially since I have the Palladium channel and I can just like watch live concerts all day, real concerts start to lose its appeal a little bit. But
like, is this like a festival type thing or just like a concert?
No. This is a concert. But here's the issue, though. I'm not giving myself much credit. The doors to this place didn't even open until like 9:20.
Oh wow!
And
you couldn't last till what time was it done though?
And then there was an opening act for an hour, and then set change for 30 minutes, and then the band. So it's like 11:45. It's damn near midnight. And you're already done. And the band's coming on. Two songs into the main act we came to see, I turned to Megan, and I was like, I think I'm done. I really want to see these guys, but I am done. And she's like, yeah, I think I could go too. So yeah, we were just exhausted by it.
Were you general admission, or did you have seats?
It was general admission. It was in a bar. You know those, sometimes there are bars that have like a big open space on one end.
Yeah,
Chris, okay. Me and Megan met you for one of your friends' bands one time in a similar place back in Atlanta. So it's very similar to that.
You. Okay.
And yeah, so we didn't even stay for the fireworks. And then throughout the rest of the 4th of July extended holiday, we really didn't do anything else. We stayed and chilled out a little bit. Watched a lot of TV. Megan caught up on Silicon Valley. But I wanted to bring fireworks because I needed a open discussion about something.
Mm-hmm.
This year, am I crazy? Or am I seeing an excessive amount of reports about people losing limbs and dying?
Yeah, people are stupid. Didn't a football player like blow off his finger?
Two!
Yes.
Two!
Oh my God.
Two of them? Who was the other one?
It was Jason Pierre-Paul.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, and then the other guy was a, I think he is a, for the Cardinals maybe, but he's a cornerback.
The hell's wrong with people?
I don't get it. And here's the deal. Okay, so once Megan and I talked about it earlier today, like, isn't it crazy that we got a lot of reports about this? So I went and researched it, and in the news, just publicly in the news, there are 5 stories about people losing a limb and or dying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the crazy thing about it, and this is what blows my mind and makes me lose my faith in humanity. It's all adults.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all adults. We looked, and there were 0 children. What is wrong with people? It's insane, right? Like, is it natural selection? Like, answer me.
I think it might be. I mean, it's just I don't get it.
They're not fit for survival.
We didn't fire any off over the holiday, so. You know, we let other people do that shit. We just sat back and watched, drinking beer. Right. It was perfect.
Take care of your dogs because they're probably losing their shit right now.
I wasn't home, so.
Oh, okay. So yeah, but that was it. It was pretty cool. Thank you for the open discussion. It was definitely well thought out. You too, Jeff. You didn't say a damn word. So anyway, that's really it for my holiday week. So. Chris, drop it.
We went to Cincinnati to visit a friend.
That's right.
And it was an awesome trip. It was very much needed. Hello.
Now you guys can fucking hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. What happened?
Something happened with my mic. I'm sitting there like, Travis like, and Jeff didn't say a fucking word. I'm like, I've been talking this entire time.
The entire time. And you didn't stop talking.
That is fucked up. Well, I wonder if it picked it up. No, it wasn't even picking up on my thing either.
Yeah, it sounds like your connection on your mic is bad.
So yeah, I just adjusted the wires and all of a sudden it's working now.
So we should leave this on the show.
Sure.
So people
you're not
know
hear
what
it.
Happened.
It didn't pick it up on Audacity.
But
so
they'll
hear
us. Well, they'll hear this discussion.
Oh, for sure.
So they'll know that your crap Canadian equipment.
God damn it. Canadian equipment. This is shit you guys recommended. Imported from the States, yo. Yeah, it was fucking whatever. I didn't have anything important to say, but I was totally in that conversation. And then I was saying, it was weird because I was like, I guess I just happened to finish what I was saying right as one of you guys were going to start talking.
Right.
So it wasn't like, I thought like you guys couldn't hear me and that was kind of fucked up. But I was saying though that speaking of concerts, I've never been to a festival before. Like, and I love concerts. I've just never been to one and I'm going to my first in September.
Are you going to that, like that, devil metal concert? That's kicking off.
Like Ozfest? No, we're going to Riot Fest. It's mostly like, well, not as much as like.
Yeah, it's a lot of metal bands in there, dude, isn't there?
No, not metal.
We lost you again.
He's drifting away again.
Damn it. How about now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, beautiful. Right. Love it.
So, okay, that makes me worried for the beginning of the show if it was, because I might have actually, like, minimized. But you guys can hear me. Never mind. You heard me then.
Yeah. So keep your audacity up.
Weezer's going to be there. Like,
nice.
Yeah, Weezer, Rancid. Metal. There's no metal bands at all. There's like maybe some kind of like, there's some punk, like Rancid's punk, but that's about as heavy as it pretty much gets. But Wu-Tang's gonna be there.
Whoa. So, I heard around the block that they're nothing to fuck with.
Yep. But that's a 2-day fucking festival. Me, Tanya, and one of my buddies are going. And I've never been to one. So the first, and it's, good thing is at the park, like pretty much right across the street from us. So it's not going to be hard for transportation and stuff. But man, that's 2 days and I'm old and I can barely go to like, so I have one show these days. So,
so they're not doing like the camp overnight type deal? That little gimmick where I'm sure everybody, you can. Everybody stays and trips on ecstasy. And can you trip on ecstasy? Is that what they
do?
Is that what
ecstasy does? What the kids do? I don't think it's a big thing in like rock concerts though. I think it's more of like trance. We go to like these like dance music fucking ones. I'm sure there's going to be some people on shit, but.
Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, that'll be interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. Chris, Cincinnati, go.
Cincinnati, yeah. So we went to Cincinnati. It was a... from a personal level, this past weekend is a pretty difficult weekend for me. So, getting away was important. So we did that and, it was definitely welcome. We got to hang out with, my buddy Chris. And it was a lot of fun. So we spent, you know, we drove up about 7 hours, not too bad. And we went to the aquarium on the first day we were there. The second day was 4th of July. So we just hung out. Barbecued, watched some fireworks go off, like people were setting them off in the neighborhood. And there's like a golf course, like about a mile away from his house and they were setting them off over there. So kind of just sat back and watched that. And then the next day we went to the museum and, it was great. There was a children's museum. And the kids had a blast. He's got 2 boys, a 7 and a 5-year-old. So they got along pretty well with my kids too.
To be fair, adults can have a lot of fun in those things too.
Oh man, I had a blast. It was awesome.
Those things are great. They have awesome stuff in there.
Yeah. Oh man, just, we also went and checked out a brewery over there. And it was, I'm actually drinking it right now. it's from Rivertown. It's a brewery that was up in Cincinnati and they do a lot of sour type beers. And, this is something that I haven't really gotten into very much, but like Chris is big in it right now. Chris is he home brews and all this other stuff. He's the one who brewed the beer for my wedding. So, you know, he's really, really big on, you know, everything about beer and he's really into it. So, he's really been getting into the sours and, you know, we went to Rivertown and we hung out there for a while. They had like arcade machines, like old school arcade machines on with like free credit. No pay. They had like, and it was like older ones though. It was like there was almost like, I think it was like a MAME, like an old school MAME type machine where there were like, you know, 20 or 30 games on it you could choose. They had a Nintendo Play Choice 10. I shit you not. You guys remember those?
No, I don't remember the play.
It's a stand-up arcade machine that had a Nintendo behind the scenes with 10 different games you could select.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
So those they had one of those in working order, and it was free to play. It was awesome. Him and I put Contra on, stuck in the Konami code, and we went through Contra while we were sitting there drinking beer at the bar. Nice. It was great.
Real quick sidebar, because I don't want to forget this when I tell Jeff, but for the listeners, so to keep them interested, Jeff's actually coming to hang out with me for our a 2-man Indus Fest 5, and yeah, it's going to be amazing. You guys,
2-man,
really
2-woman,
miss out.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's a Indus Fest 5. It's a 4-way.
Maybe we'll meet up with Samdu. He's up in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
No, he's a cool dude. I met him at a Tribe One concert.
Nice, that's right.
Yeah. That transit just screwed up my train of thought. No, but I got it back. Check it, Jeff. So when you come down, there's a place over here in Charleston called The Alley. It's awesome for a couple of reasons. A few reasons, actually. One, there's bowling. Two, Bill Murray there frequents at least like 2 times a month. That's his favorite place in Charleston. And when we go, we're actually not going to do any bowling because they have probably the greatest collection of arcade cabinets.
Oh my god, are you serious?
All the best classics, fighting game. They have Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition. It's fucking amazing. Donkey Kong, Galaga, The Simpsons game, LA Machine Guns.
We'll do that up for sure.
Yeah, we're going to go there. It's great. And we won't even bowl. So
that's fine with me.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So yeah, that was my tangent. Sorry, Chris. Continue.
No problem.
I would have forgot that.
The only other thing I wanted to mention is that they have, just the way they do things in Cincinnati is significantly different than what I am used to. They have a grocery store that is, oh god, what the hell is the name of it? I don't remember the name of what it's called, but like, You walk in and this place has everything you could possibly think of. They sell every type of liquor and there's a bar. There's a bar with like, yes, in it. There's a bar with, all local brews on draft, and you can actually get a growler and like fill the growler.
That's cool.
I actually picked up a growler and I can't remember which beer I got, but the, like filling the growler, 64 ounces of beer was $8. And then it's like $4 to buy the growler. And if you bring back the growler, they will fill it again for $8. It was fantastic. So I came home with a couple of bottles of, couple of the bigger bottles of Rivertown beer, as well as a growler full of, one of Chris's homebrews, cause the one that I filled, we drank. But it was an all around nice, relaxing, good time.
Awesome.
Good shit. So,
and the kids were fantastic on the drive and that was amazing. I mean,
that's
like
probably a breath of fresh air.
7 hours on, especially the way back. They were fantastic. It was really, really good. So yeah, it's, gives me hope for our trip in October. So that'll be good. But, that is
where
it for
where are you going? Where are you going in October?
We are going with the in-laws to Disney.
Very cool. Fun.
So it'll be the two of us and the kids and then my father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law and my niece. So that should be fine. But, that's it. So we could talk about some games.
Yep. We could do that.
We got to do that. This is a gaming podcast, right? We just spent 20 minutes talking about, you know, nothing.
Awesome shit.
So, let's see what's going on. Jeff, why don't you start?
Hey, okay. That weekend where I had kind of like the impromptu guys night game night kind of thing. We just ordered some Chinese food. There's only four of us. We played some iDarb. That shit's still amazing. In like a party atmosphere. We did like a nice little iDarb tournament. We played some Towerfall. We did like a Towerfall. We didn't do a tournament with Towerfall. We just kind of just played a bunch of games.
What game is Towerfall again?
That's the one on
it's the
PS4.
It's the four-player competitive like arrow shooting 2D.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. It's really cool. Like both those games were a pretty big hit. And of course we played some Jackbox too as well. But yeah, iDarb and Towerfall were big hits and yeah, lots of high-fiving going on, a bunch of us getting like stoked, just being like, yeah, high five, this is awesome, dude. And just like going, oh, snap, and shit like that. It was a good time. You guys sound really excited about it.
I don't really have anything to compare, so.
I'm excited to share yet, that so. With you. Like, we should make all of that happen.
We should. I played some MKX, because Predator came out yesterday, so I was like, yeah, okay. I'll play some
MKX.
Oh,
cool, yeah.
So Predator's okay, I'm just, you know. It's Mortal Kombat. It's Mortal Kombat. Played some Worms one night because we're
that's,
like,
that's
we didn't
random.
Want to play. It was really late at night or kind of early in the morning, and a few of us were kind of wobbly, and we're like, let's play something where you don't think too much. So we played Worms. It was a really long game of Worms.
I'll tell you what, there's certain times where you have to stop and think about what you're going to do in that game.
Oh yeah, true, but it's not super strategical when you have four people on the same wavelength, just being like, So that was fun. Played some more Witcher 3, getting back into that now that I'm done with Batman. And Batman was the big one. I don't know if you want to talk about that. There's not really much more to say. Just Batman, it was good. Overall, I liked it. I don't know where I'd put it in the four games that came out. I wouldn't put it number one. I definitely wouldn't put it last. So I don't know where it would fit in there. My only real gripes was the Batmobile. And yes, I know everyone says the Batmobile. But it's not so much how it, like, the part's not being fun. It's just that the pacing of the Batmobile stuff, which is kind of, I think, a bit long. And also controls like shit when you're doing the race stuff or the puzzle stuff. Not that when you're doing the battle stuff, I like the way it controls then. But.
Yeah, my jury's still out for me on that front.
So wait a minute. Let's stick to the car real quick though. Like, okay, the puzzles, I get it. But what about the races? You kind of doubled back on the races.
Oh, the races stuff is like, okay, like, you know, when you're fighting, like, when you're chasing, there's a main character or a villain you find and you have to capture him. To capture him, you have to chase him around the city.
Okay,
like
those
the last
chases.
One you do that not was the, so not, freaking annoying.
Not the Riddler chases.
No. The Riddler chases, the last couple were kind of annoying. The last one was really annoying. But I got through it. But yeah, the one where you're chasing the dude through the city, whenever you're chasing the dude through the city and there's also another boss battle where you're fighting a big tank. And if it's, have you beat it yet, Travis?
I have not. No, I'm still not very far.
Okay, so. And it's kind of like in a small section of the city. And while he's chasing you, it's like if you get caught on something and it just feels like the Batmobile weighs like nothing. Like almost like it's a piece of paper. Like if you just like hit a rock or something, it'll flip and then you have to fucking flip back over and just like, why doesn't Batman have a fucking Batmobile or a vehicle that actually has traction and that can actually stay on the freaking road? And it just got annoying towards the end. But I mean, that's like my biggest complaint of it. Yeah. Other than that, I thought it was pretty well done.
And yeah, it's insanely polarized on the Batmobile still, even like a couple of weeks post release. Mm-hmm. And I'm still seeing it like nonstop.
Well, I went from I like it, it's not bad, to I could have done without some of it.
Right.
But some of it, I still think it deserved to be in the game. Yeah. I still think it was fun.
Okay. Yeah, because I just, it seems like it's almost polarized within you as well.
Yeah, oh, it totally is.
You know, because some people love it and hate it. Yeah, exactly.
Like, so. I didn't have a problem with the tank part where you're actually fighting drone stuff while in, like, the tank version of it where you can, like, strafe and everything. That was cool.
I love that.
Just,
yeah, it's great.
And just going around the city in it, I thought was cool, getting from, like, point A to point B. It was just some of the times where it forced you into it were times where, like, why do I have to do this? I just didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
The reveal of Arkham Knight was extremely predictable. But I'm not going to go into that now, obviously.
I have no clue who it is at the point in the game that I'm at right now.
From what I understand, it's like as you progress through the game, it becomes more and more obvious. So I'm a little more than halfway through the actual story, the actual main quest line. And I haven't really gotten any hints or anything so far. So,
it's a good thing you don't remember a podcast we had like a while ago. Because I almost pretty much called it like 6 months ago, like
oh,
5 months
you?
Ago. Yeah. Okay. Well, kind of. Well, if we ever talk about like a spoiler thing, we'll talk about it. But it's it was. I still liked it. I still liked the reveal and how it all happened and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like how the game ended, the story mode. But then you have to do a certain amount of side missions to get like the quote unquote semi real ending. Then you have to beat everything to get like the real ending.
Right.
But from what Jason said to us, he's like, don't even bother with the real ending. It's not worth it. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just go YouTube that last 60 seconds of the ending.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like those Riddler trophies are not fun at all. There's no desire to do it. You know, if I see one, I'll look around and I'm like, okay, is it obvious?
I look for like 10 seconds.
No.
And yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, is that what I need to do? Nope. Yep. Then forget it.
And the riddles when you walk into areas, it's like they flash that riddle up on the screen and it's like, I really don't care. You know,
I just ignore it.
I want story-based stuff. Anything that pertains to what Batman is doing in this struggle, that's what I want to focus on.
But that's why I like the Riddler side mission stuff.
Yeah.
Like Catwoman.
Oh, those are great. Yeah, those are great. I like those.
And
so
I really dig the combination fighting, the way they did that where you can switch in and out. I think that was really well done. And, you know, a buddy of mine and I were talking and it was like, you know, they probably could have done some sort of co-op mode, to make this more interesting. Not necessarily as part of the story, but like as
a battle arena.
Yeah, sure. A battle arena with co-op and you guys can pull off some of those moves together. You know.
Speaking of, did you do the Harley Quinn thing?
No, not yet. Night. I haven't done that
yet. It's pretty cool, but it's very fucking short. Like, very short. If you don't die in it, you could probably beat it in like 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's I think it took me about 20.
PlayStation exclusive!
Yeah, it's
and
like.
And I have seen people complain about that, but that's free too. Though,
it's free.
Right?
I'm not complaining because it's free. If that's what like the DLC stuff is, then I'll be kind of like, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah, no doubt.
And apparently the Red Hood one is like that too. And that was the exclusive you got if you pre-ordered at GameStop. So, it wasn't even, I'm pretty sure it wasn't even half an hour. And we're going through it and being like, wow, that was like super fast. Cause I was going to stop playing. I'm like, all right, you know what? I think I'm just going to go on and do some of the side missions. And I'm like, quit out of it. It's like, Harley Quinn, you have like 80% done. I was like, what the hell? Like, I played it for like fucking 15 minutes. So I was like, I'll just go in there and beat it. But I liked it. She plays somewhat differently and it was kind of cool. I liked it. It'll be in my game of the year discussions probably by the end of the year.
I can see that. Yeah. I have no qualms with that.
I don't think it's going to beat out. What's it called, though? Not right now. I have to go back to both.
What, No Man's Sky?
Yeah,
that's not coming out this year. Never mind.
No, Bloodborne. That's what I'm thinking of.
Ah, okay.
Or even Ori, maybe. We'll
see. I think, man, Bloodborne, it's between Bloodborne and Witcher, man. Those two, I can't think of what I like the most. Hmm.
I'm just getting back into the Witcher, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Cool.
Travis?
Batman, which we talked about already. Destiny, which is always the most terrible of distractions that we could possibly have, tore me away. I would be way further in Batman, but
if you want
we had a
Iron
good
Banner.
We had a decent trials run, and The next thing I know, they announce for the week Iron Banner, and I've never done it before because up until this is the first Iron Banner since I've actually been legitimately interested in playing PvP.
Okay.
So it was the first time I've ever done it, so I wanted to make sure I got everything, so I had to make it all the way to rank 5, which is a week-long process if you start from the beginning.
Really?
So yeah, for sure.
It can be, yeah. So the way that it works is that each day you get each day you get closer to the end of Iron Banner. They give you more experience towards your rank. There's also like a buff that you can get that gives you more experience. And then if you get one character to level 5 and you have multiple characters, then you get bonuses for those other characters, experience bonuses for those other characters, making it easier to get them to level 5. So,
gotcha. And it's a really, really novel idea because Bungie really, really quickly, I mean, off the bat, decided that, you know, we need to make a system to where, you know, if they were running off of raw experience points and that's it, you're basically, you would have to run every single day. You would have to.
Yeah.
But they recognize the fact that, hey, some people can only play on the weekends. That's all the time they have. And it puts them in a situation where they can burn through it, you know, Monday and Tuesday. Like Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and just be done with it. So I do like that approach to it. It's smart, and you don't really see games do that at all. So I do appreciate that.
Because of my vacation, I had about a total of 6 or 7 hours in Banner, and I got to rank 4. And the other thing is that they actually have, 4 out of 5. And they actually have, there's an Iron Banner emblem, an Iron Banner shader, and an Iron Banner, class item. And if you have those equipped, you get additional experience bonuses.
Did you have any of those?
That's the thing. It's like, I had all of those, level two, you get the emblem, right?
Yeah. The emblem.
And so I had that from last Banner.
Okay.
And then level 3, you get the shader. So I had that equipped. And then at level 4, that's when you get the class item. Well, I ranked up to level 4 so I could get the class item so I could be ready for next time.
Yeah, next month you're set. Yeah.
Yeah, and I also got the chest piece and the gloves, but that doesn't really do anything for your experience bonus.
Yeah. And I got a 5th Hawk Moon this past Nightfall. So yes, I apologize to you, Chris, and if he listens, Omer, I do apologize.
I got a 5th
Suros.
Yay.
It's a great gun though.
It's not anymore.
It was a great gun once. When they boost up auto rifles again, cause no one uses them, it'll be great. that was Destiny. And actually I had an extra distraction this week that I'm super excited to talk about, even though it's the same game from the PS3 version, essentially.
I haven't played this yet. I downloaded it yesterday.
But man, Rocket League took me away from Destiny for an entire night so far. I saw you guys playing it last night.
Remember
PS3?
This is Super Rocket Power Cars.
Super Sonic Acrobatic Rocket Power Battle Cars. Come on, guys. Yeah. You're supposed to be fucking professional.
Sorry. It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
Sure it does. Jeff, what are you talking about?
So Psyonix decided that name was too complicated for the cretins. So they ended up just changing it to Rocket League, which I'm okay because it is like exactly what we wanted. I know Jack Bauer is super, super excited about this because he played the shit out of this game, so shout out to him because I know he's pumped. But it's fantastic. It made me immediately say, after my first game, it made me immediately say, why in the hell did I stop playing the first game on PS3?
I never played it on PS3.
So fun. Jeff,
I didn't either,
you are in for
a
goddamn
treat. I got this one
because
it was free, so
yes.
Why the hell not?
Dude, you're in for a treat. So basically, you play these matches, and it's soccer, but with vehicles. And you can play 1v1 all the way up to 4v4. Recommend the 3v3 because 4v4 can get a little too clunky. I mean, you're just running into everything. But you basically run around, and there's a ball that starts in the middle, and you have to drive your cars to knock the ball into the opposing. It's soccer. I mean, if you've ever seen, I don't know, in a second of soccer, you will understand the mechanics of this game. And yeah, it's just a blast because it's the game is you're totally reliant on skill and physics, and you put those two things together in a game built like this. It's just a fun experience. So, Slugga, Omer, and I, we all jumped into a party because we're like, dude, we're having a fun time with this. Let's play online. So one issue right now is that the online's kind of messed up. Or it seemed that way. This was the night where the PSN was kind of going in and out.
It was kind of janky.
Yeah, it was really janky. So we ended up, just playing, you know, our separate seasons, which is something they added. The single player never really had much of a season. So you can actually now jump into a single player, you know, franchise mode where you're pitted against 11 other teams and you're playing each other, you know, over and over again. You're trying to get the best record so you can go in the playoffs. It makes it a little bit more of an immersive experience aside from just playing a normal exhibition match by yourself. So I that addition is nice, but it's still at its core, it's the same exact game. And so people who've played Supersonic before, they're going to love it because it's a wonderful experience. Guys, we've got to have a gaming night with this. We really, really do.
I'd be down.
I'd be down. Around with it tonight.
How much is it? It's not much, right?
It's free. It's PS Plus,
right,
dude.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Free. Yeah. I actually got it. I just need to download it.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. So
do that.
But yeah, highly recommend it. If you haven't downloaded it, again, can't urge this enough. It is free on PS Plus, so straight up jump on it. If it wasn't free, I still would have bought it for like 10, 15 bucks. Easy. So, but that's it for me.
All right.
I don't have a whole lot to add, so let me see. What do I have to add? I think the only thing I really have to add is, so I replaced the hard drive in my PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So just a hint to people, don't use an extension cable, a USB extension cable, when you're trying to back up your stuff, because most of those will make it register as USB 1.0. So my backup took 22 hours.
Jesus.
Ooh.
So I got rid of the extension cable, and my restore took about 5. So yeah, just make sure you're not using an extension cable. Learn from my mistake, people. So that was relatively smooth overall, though. So that was good. But because my backup was 22 hours, I didn't have my PS4. So what did I do? I booted up my PC and I played some Mirror's Edge on Steam. I am really glad that I started playing that again because it is a really, really fun game and it is fantastic on PC.
How's that game in, with WASD controls? Is it super smooth?
Fuck that. I didn't do that. I was using a controller. Screw that.
Are you still, how's the learning curve? Because I want to jump into the control part of it, like, first and foremost, because I love that game. I dig it. The style's awesome. The music's great. The story's interesting, but I get halfway through and I just can't do the controls anymore because the stages get so elaborate, especially
some
of the
indoor
stuff.
Some of them get pretty difficult.
Yeah, the indoor stuff starts getting insane.
I really don't see it as any more complicated than like the first time you got all the way through the original portal. Like some of the ways that you had to actually fire the portals and like the timing and stuff, it's kind of the same level of difficulty in my eyes. Like trying to figure out how you're going to make all these jumps and stuff like that. Once you get actually flowing, it's so good. The problem is that there's a lot of places where it just completely breaks that flow by throwing enemies at you. And there's like areas where you have to fight them. The one thing I don't know if I didn't remember this about the game when I was playing it on PS3, but there is I made much better use of the slowdown mechanic, this time around.
Forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah. And one of my biggest complaints was that it was really difficult to disarm people because you're supposed to hit the button when the weapon turns red and it happens so quickly. Well, if you're using the slowdown mechanic, it makes it a ton easier. So that was something that I was able to get past relatively quickly. I played it for about 3 hours. I think that gets me about 40% through the game. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to pick that up and play it again. It really was. So I'm looking forward to Catalyst. I'm hoping that comes out.
Cool.
I'm hoping that's really good when it comes out. But yeah, I think that's it. Unless I count like Contra and Gyrus from when we were at Rivertown, and they had, like you guys mentioned, Donkey Kong. They had Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., and Donkey Kong 3. And Donkey Kong 3 was always my favorite because I'm fucking weird. So I played that and I got the high score and walked out. But it was just, that was a really good time. But I think that is it. Oh, no, it's not. I apologize. I also played, Rondo of Blood. So I've been talking about playing Symphony of the Night for a long time. The other night I decided to, boot up the actual Rondo of Blood on the Dracula X Chronicles and played through that. I got the bad ending, so I need to play it again. but yeah, man, that is easily my favorite of the traditional Castlevanias. And, anybody who likes the traditional Castlevanias should definitely check out Rondo of Blood. Either, I think it's on the Wii.
Did you play
eShop
the remake version?
I played the remake version. I didn't open up the original version yet, but, I played the original version on Turbo Duo back in the day. So,
like a long time ago.
But yeah, either that or
don't play
X
the Super
Chronicles.
Nintendo version of it, people.
Do not play the Super Nintendo version. The Super Nintendo version is it's a competent game by itself, but it is not Rondo of Blood. It is not.
But don't get that mixed up with the Virtual Console TurboGrafx-16 version.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which is the good version.
Yeah, they have, I think they have, did they actually put, they did.
I don't know if they put both of them or not. I'm not sure.
I think they actually put the Virtual Console Turbo Duo version out.
Okay.
Or it's out there
no,
somewhere.
No, they did. I think they did.
Yeah. I think it's on Wii U, or on the Wii. And then, of course, Dragon X Chronicles. So pick it up. It's awesome.
Yep.
And that cool. is it. Sorry about that.
All right. Let's rip through news because there's not too much.
News. Yeah. So we'll make it a one-part show. Let's go. What you got, Jeff? What you got?
Starting on August 25th, the every Xbox is going to come with Gears Ultimate Edition. The same day Xbox or same day Gears comes out. So that's
nice.
Going to be a
that's
thing.
That's cool.
I wonder if they didn't mention if that's going to count on the other bundles, like the Master Chief bundle or something like that. Because if it did, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be a fantastic deal.
That would
because they're selling that for $350, right? So you get $350,
I think so.
You get the Gears
Master
Collection
Chief.
And Master Chief Collection.
Well,
that'd
it's not Gears
awesome.
Collection. It's just Gears 1 remade, remastered.
Oh, that's all.
Remade. It's actually like they built it from the ground up basically again.
Right, but you don't get the rest of them. It's coming in a collection, right?
No. It's just the
first game. Yeah.
It's just the first game redone. It's like what they did with Halo 2 Anniversary and Halo 1 Anniversary.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not the whole collection. No. People are kind of disappointed by that, but especially considering, well, I guess it's $40, so it's a little bit cheaper, but still.
Okay.
Ken was announced revealed in Street Fighter V today in a
what?
Trailer.
I don't believe Ken is going to be
crazy,
in Street Fighter
huh?
V. That
I can't believe people were actually worried that he might not be in it. I'm
it
like,
was
guys,
a stretch.
It showed up
didn't
five
they, didn't
characters.
They do that with Part 3 and learn their lesson?
They probably did.
Yeah.
If
I remember right, the original release of Part 3 didn't have Ken, did it?
No, I think it did. I think 3 had Ken and Ryu. Those are the only people that returned. Chun-Li. They didn't have Chun-Li. Then they brought in Chun-Li in Third Strike.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But it's because people were like, I want Chun-Li. So, like, here's Chun-Li.
So they did a kind of like a little bit more of a palette swap on this guy right here.
Oh, he looks totally different. He doesn't just
completely
look like
different.
Ryu with blonde, long blonde hair and a red gi. He looks like
it's
tight
it's
shirt.
Neat.
He's got kind of like a weird kind of. Honestly, thought it was a girl when I first saw the reveal. I thought it was like a girl. Somebody I can't remember who tweeted it. I said like he looks like Sarah Bryant from Virtual Fighter, and I was like, oh my god, that's who. Yeah, exactly. Just because his hair is like much longer and a ponytail,
right.
But he's also got like the front. Two sizes
hanging
of his bangs hanging down.
It looks like a Geralt haircut of some sort.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it looks like.
But it's cool. I like the fact that he has his gi kind of hangs down and everything, and he has that Under Armour shirt
the
on.
The Under Armour
kind of
shirt
That looks
thing,
pretty cool. I dig that.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Yeah,
so they showed some gameplay of that. It looks pretty cool. It was revealed at Comic-Con, I guess, because that's going on now, I think, right?
Right, yeah.
That's a thing. The other part of news we'll get to when we talk about our next question of the week, I guess, because it's more ties into that.
Okay.
We can lead into it, so.
Well, I have a few things, too. They'll be relatively quick. First one is, since you gave a date, I'm gonna give a date. Disney Infinity 3.0 is coming out on August 30th.
Whoo! Can't wait.
Yeah, Wars figures. I'm excited about that. I hope they announce what's gonna happen with the special edition, because if that's worth it, I might pick that up as well for the PS4. Let's see, what else? There is, a limited edition Destiny console again. So for those of you who don't have Destiny
yet, I thought that was funny that they're doing a bundle for an expansion.
I don't get that. And this is and that's kind of why I'm bringing this up. It's like Okay, so in reality, honestly, the thing is sexy. I like it. I think
it's really,
really sexy. But it's still, it's like you said, it's an expansion. They're making a limited edition console for an expansion. To a game that came out last year.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
It really is. I think Sony's like really, really toting this Destiny flag.
What else are they going to do it with this holiday?
That means the new content. New content must be amazing. Right?
Uncharted collection. That's pretty much it.
I reserve judgment on the new content being amazing because I'll be honest with you, dude. I'll be honest with you, Travis. I have very little interest in Prison of Elders now. I'm completely.
Oh yeah,
is that the new one? No, which one's Prison of Elders?
Prison of Elders is like the replacement for the raid, and it's fun for a little while. But it's like, and it's fun to have three people go in there and just completely dominate some of them. But like Skolas, that's just not fun. And it's not worth it to me. It's like you get these treasure keys and you open a big treasure chest and then you get the same crappy weapons over and over and over again. So it's just
it's like, what the fuck am I doing this for?
Exactly. It's like blah, whatever. So the one other thing that I wanted to mention was, also involving Destiny, and that's the kind of, I'm not sure if you consider this bullshit or not, Travis, but, the moments of triumph that they're doing.
So Bungie Day just happened.
Yes. 7/7. Bungie Day just happened. 7/7.
Okay. So, their big announcement, they said they're going to have some treats and stuff like that. And I got to say, I think they did a good job overall. Like, they're coming off of the fallout of the Luke Smith stuff and, the Red Bull stuff. And
yeah, that disaster.
They opened up with like a big 30-minute documentary, showcasing on the community. And it was good. It was fun. It was good to see people kind of rallying around this game, despite all of its flaws, despite all of its issues. People are really, really, really passionate about this game. A lot of us are. And it was really nice to see a community do so much. And I know like pop culture, nerd culture, is some of the most like, passionate with these hobbies of theirs or ours. And right. It's just cool to see Destiny be like the main game that showcases that mentality. So, I was happy that Bungie focused on that. It was a good way to kick off Bungie Day. Was I expecting more? I don't want to sound entitled, but I kind of was. So them doing the emblem, but having to do a series of, achievements, so to speak, to earn this emblem, you know, it's, yeah, it would have been nice to get like a gun or a class item or something. It would have been cool. It would have been really cool to get some aesthetic
For the amount of stuff you have to do in order to get this, it just being an emblem is extremely disappointing.
It is. And also the fact that when you get the emblem, when you earn it, you don't even get the emblem yet. You don't get it. You have to wait until September for it, which blows. The reason it sucks. Yeah. Well, when I got there, everything was filled out. Basically to 98%, I had to find, 4 golden chests that I never chose to pick up. So.
And thank you for taking part in the Destiny Downtown podcast, episode 14.
But, the moments of triumph, again, it's just like, it just seems like things are, not going favorably for Bungie right now.
They're lucky they made a good ass game. Like a fun game to play. They're lucky they made a good game. So, I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah. So speaking of that whole Red Bull bullshit. Ha! Okay.
I love it.
I had to do it the first time.
I love it.
I should have gotten it done the first time. I won one of those codes, so I don't have to buy any Red Bull. Yay! It's not really much to be excited about. It'll probably be like some 20-minute quest, and it'll be pointless, but whatever.
You know, tomorrow, Chris, at work, you can be like, man, I want a fucking Red Bull right now. I really need a Red Bull.
I do not like Red Bull. That shit is
disgusting.
Nasty, dude.
It's pure poison.
It really is. And whenever I drink it, I feel like there's a rock in my stomach. I'm like, oh, just bad. I apologize to anybody who really likes Red Bull, but you're wrong. Sorry. I think it has its place with combinations with liquor, but just not my thing.
It's got this. Yeah.
All right, you guys want to move on?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do some new releases.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot, So coming out next week, God of War 3 Remastered.
That's next week.
It's next week, July 14th. I saw a video of a comparison and I'm like, oh look, they just up-resed it.
That's all it is. It does look good in 60 frames though, but.
It does, but it's still just an up-res and I just, yeah, I'm not gonna buy it. So. Yeah. Rory McIlroy? PGA Tour?
Tiger Woods is gone. He's washed up.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rory
Happy Trails.
Owned it in the tour this year, apparently. So, that's coming out for PS4 and Xbox. Deception 4, The Nightmare Princess, is coming out for PS4. The Fall is coming out for Xbox and PS4. Godzilla is coming for PS4. And No Time to Explain. I don't even have time to explain why I don't have time to
explain. And
that's coming out
What song is that?
I can't remember. The golf games are surprisingly fun when you play them.
Is that your pick of the week?
I think they're fun. Like, I haven't bought one in years. Like, the last golf game I owned was Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf on the Sega Genesis.
I remember.
And that was literally the last one that I actually owned, like actually paid for.
Yeah.
But I played other ones, and they are fun when you actually play them. That's a lie. I had Hot Shots Golf. That's a lie. I had Hot Shots Golf. Yeah.
But I would actually, just out of sheer curiosity, I would probably choose Godzilla.
Godzilla?
I'm interested in how that, I'd like that to be a good game, but I don't know. So I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Pick it a week.
I'm not going to pick it.
Lock it down.
I'm going to say go download Rocket League.
Rocket League. What?
Oh, you know what? I forgot a game.
What?
On my distractions list. I played Drive Club.
Oh, I forgot that too. I played it too.
I played one race.
Show us how memorable it was for
next
week.
And yeah, I know, right? I really want to ask Jeff about this if he played it. I played one race.
Okay.
And then I looked at the next race in the lineup and it said downloading in 3 hours and something minutes. And
what?
I couldn't play it. It didn't? Okay. And then I went to like another one and it said downloading in 24 hours and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
And
no,
I pretty much turned it off.
I just stayed with like the main tournament thing that you get with the PS Plus edition.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I was able to do like, I probably played about 7 races. What I can say about that game, it looks really pretty.
It is very pretty.
But I don't think it controls that well at all. It's like a weird in between arcade and sim, but not like a good arcade like Burnout and not a good sim like GT or Forza. Like, it's not even like, I don't know, it just feels like.
It doesn't really have an identity.
Yeah, and it feels like the tracks are very kind of,
it has,
you can
an
bounce
identity.
Off everything.
Oh, it does.
It's kind of identity. It's not a good one.
Twisted. It is.
Yeah.
Ooh, fickle bitch. Yeah.
I honestly think they kind of rushed that, but they apparently the game now
rushed
is,
it.
Like, it was fun. Yeah, no kidding.
This just in, breaking news, just got it from the internet. Every person who was in the development of Drive Club died from fireworks because they're idiots. Because they're idiots. We've been making driving games, the human race collectively, have been making racing games that work fine for 30-something years. Why can't they get this right?
This is the thing. I think it's fun for what it is. I think there's way better racing games out there. So that's why I'm like, if you had your spend your money, I'd probably go with something else.
They should scrap this, right?
I don't think they will, though, because I actually think it's doing well. Like, I think
people are playing it. The game is good. I mean, people love it.
It's decent. It's just like,
it's not that the controls are
the controls aren't bad.
The controls aren't bad. It's
different.
Just nothing that we're used to because it's not really a sim and it's not really an arcade control. It's kind of somewhere in the middle and you gotta get used to it. And this is something that I haven't gotten used to. And in reality, I think that I'm just over driving games in general.
Yeah, it could be that too.
So,
Or it could be just too much Batmobile. The Batmobile ruined Drive Club.
It does control better than the Batmobile. So I'll say that.
I would hope
but
so.
But to be fair, the Batmobile can run through pretty much anything. So,
yeah. I don't know. I still play it. I still pop it in every once in a while. I shouldn't say pop it in. I just download it. But I still throw it on every once in a while and do like a race or two. And I'm like, this is actually pretty cool. It doesn't have that hook in me though to want it to keep playing. It is very pretty though. And they did a smart job of having like the first couple of races, like with all the weather effects and stuff. It's like, oh wow, this looks really cool.
It is a very, very pretty game. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely. Sure. Especially if you do the cockpit view, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Regardless of special effects. But yeah, I totally forgot to talk about that too. I was like, shit. I'll give it more time. All the people who like Drive Club, don't worry. I'm not hating on it. I'm just like, you know,
yeah,
I play a lot of racing games. So when I'm kind of glad I didn't spend $60 on this one. So
it just kind of, turned me off when there was like a countdown timer.
That's
on the next
really
race.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It was like, maybe everything was on a time unlock or something like that. And
Did you play it the first day it was up?
No, I played it immediately after downloading it, but I didn't play it the first day it was up. That's why it's so weird. I'm like, I don't understand why this is happening. So.
Yeah, I never had that, so I don't know. I'm gonna go maybe after recording this, I'm gonna pop that on to see if like maybe you picked on like a different option or a different race and it does
maybe.
That.
Yeah,
because I stuck to like the same kind of race line kind of thing and just like
I don't know.
Whatever.
I guess
I don't like how you can pick your car either. Maybe that's a thing that's just in the demo or the trial.
Yeah, the first couple of races you're kind of shoehorned into cars.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the first car is that you drive. I think it's
a Ferrari.
Is it a Mercedes that you drive?
No, maybe.
I feel like it is.
Last
and then the next one
Ferrari.
Is a Mini. I mean, they throw you
that's
in a
right.
Mini Cooper.
You do a Mini.
They put you
a
in
time
a, Mini
trial with a Mini Cooper. But yeah. Yeah, the first race, it's like the car that kept giving me the most trouble is like, that's fucking Corvette. God damn it, get back here. Let me drive that thing. But yeah. I mean, it was fun. No, don't get me wrong. It was fun. It was a fun race. But I just think I'm over racing games, you know? Just, I don't know.
I don't know. I love racing games. I have a habit of buying quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Not quite a few. I'd say probably buy two a year.
You like your racing, but you're not like overloaded with racing.
No.
You,
I don't
seem, but you
like,
seem, it seems like
it.
You, like, you always have one racing game you can go back to.
Yes.
You know?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's usually Forza and then something else I can't.
Usually Burnout Paradise.
Well, we haven't seen one of those in a while.
Wake me up.
That might be coming back, right?
Wake me up. No, backwards compatibility for
Xbox.
Oh,
on backwards compatibility, yeah. But yeah. Other than that, I'm hoping for a next-gen version, but who knows.
That would be nice. Cool.
Our current-gen version. So, pick of the week.
That was it for new releases. do you have
I go with Rocket Cars 2, whatever the hell it's called. Rocket League.
Well, I'm going to throw it over to, well, Jeff, you had a news item for.
I had a news item,
about,
but then
right, so.
Travis came up with the
I came up with it,
week.
But I can't remember it. So you guys, I know, okay. I know.
The news item was like Ubisoft basically came out this week and said, "Hey, listen, like the whole negative press that Watch Dogs got because they showed off Watch Dogs like years ago on basically a high end PC before they had it."
Excuse me.
Yeah, and obviously the Division had the same issue. They showed these games off on something that they're saying they didn't realize that it wasn't final tech for the next gen consoles, which I'm kind of calling
bullshit.
Because
that's kind of bullshit.
Even screenshots to this day are bullshots. Every time you ever see
bullshots,
like, yeah, whenever you see screenshots come out by
red
the actual company
shots.
That released them, they are red bullshots. They are everything turned up to 100%. At 3 frames a second. That's basically what those are. And it seems like now they're, cause this isn't just Ubisoft that's done it. It's like,
no, fucking Gorilla
CD Projekt
did it.
Red did it.
Witcher.
Well,
that was the famous
Witcher looked.
One.
Gorillas though wasn't even an engine. That was like pure
that was
rendered.
CG,
that was like a CG trailer.
From what I understand, that was an actual developed thing that was a 5 frames per second and they just sped it all up.
Oh, they sped it up?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So, but that's the thing, is like every frame was going, but it was 5 frames a second. So they combined it all and sped it up.
It's weird.
Some weird thing. I don't remember. I'd have to go look it up again, but that's, if I remember right, that's what, the way it worked.
Yeah. Well, this is a little bit different. This is like, this is at least the people showing the game just on something that's not really realistic that you're going to be playing on your console.
It's on hardware that's not really mimicking the hardware.
Yeah. Like Metal Gear Solid 5 apparently has a thing now too where people are saying it doesn't look as good as what they showed when they showed the first gameplay, blah, blah. But anyway, Ubisoft said that they kind of took it to heart and they got to look at reevaluate how, when they actually show games off. They want to make sure that it's showing on running hardware for now on. Like, no shit. Like, if it's going to be on like the consoles and you're saying this is the console version, make sure it's running on it. You know, not like PC version. So, anyway, I thought that was cool of Ubisoft to kind of like own up and be like, yeah, we done fucked up. We're going to take a look at how we do this in the future and hopefully other developers do the same, publishers and Travis. Do you want to take it away from here, or do you want me to kind of go into it and just
keep
be
going,
like,
man? You're owning this shit.
I don't know how you're
going
to put this in a question, but not in a question form, so we can get some feedback. But I honestly don't know what to say. I don't know what the question is here. we want to talk about it, people, but we're trying to have like that is like the new bullshot, basically. It's like, hey, here is a here is a trailer, or here is like real gameplay, or like a real gameplay demo of this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get it, or like when the review copies come out and everything else comes out, you're kind of like, oh, this doesn't
right.
So,
look
as good.
But another piece of the news story is that a couple of companies have come out this week and admitted mm-hmm. to, you know, the at least they're part of the truth of saying that, hey, you know what, from here on out, we're going to go by the model of, you know, what we, when we first start showing this, it's going to represent what you get in the final package.
Yeah, Ubisoft was, one of the main ones.
So, and also CD Projekt Red did kind of acknowledge that, yeah, it looked better. It looked better then. So, I mean, that's kind of the question, you know. We've been made promises before, but is this something that's going to stick? Are we still going
to... Is it a big deal to a lot of people?
Is it a big deal? I think it's more of
a big deal. Yeah. Because I'll be honest with you, I didn't even really notice until the internet started picking up on it.
I didn't notice The Witcher because I didn't follow The Witcher. Even though I love The Witcher, I didn't watch too many of the stuff. And then I was like, I think this game looks fucking awesome. What are people talking about?
I think it looks great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw the original gameplay trailer again. I was like, okay, yeah, it definitely looked better then. But I mean, that was like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, so Bull Shots and Bull Videos, has it affected your...
Bull Shots hasn't changed. That shit's still true.
Yeah, that shit still happens.
I call bullshot.
That's right.
I don't really.
Has it affected your view on game developers and publishers, and has it affected you at all as far as enjoyment of games?
Make it skeptical, not skeptical.
To answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. You can follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. We're also Indus Questions. You can follow us individually
as
well. We are, I am Indus Chris, the Travis Bomb.
That is incorrect.
Sir,
to Indus Travis.
Oh, you are back to sporting Indus Travis. All right, so Indus Travis.
As you can tell, you can really reach Chris at his Twitter because he's on it all the time.
All the time. 24/7.
I think Travis changed that like a year ago.
Local people call him Tweetin' Chris.
Oh yeah,
that's his nickname.
Tweetin' Chris.
That's right.
Okay, actually, we do have some Indus questions. Actually,
let's do them.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh wow, we only have one.
Just okay. Never mind.
Ah, question.
No. I meant, oh wow, I was like, I thought we had more, and then I was like, oh shit, that's from fucking May. And we have one more. We have one from this a week ago. It comes from El Doozy.
What's up, dude?
He says, can you or not confirm that Jason and Travis are the same person? Seems they are never in the same room together. And it's true.
I cannot confirm nor deny that question.
Theory.
Jason and I are in a beef.
We're in a beef. Yeah, exactly. They can't stand each other.
Because we both agreed. Jason and I both agreed that... that we will no longer be speaking directly to each other, so we actually use Chris and Jeff as proxies.
That's
and
right, we're middlemen.
That's Chris right. had an issue with it. He's like, you know what, editing that, removing us as proxies to make it sound like you and Jason are having an actual conversation, which we've been doing for like, 5 years? We've been doing that, and it's been really, really hard on Chris. And Chris was like, "You know what? I'm tired. I'm putting my foot down."
Fuck you guys, man. Fuck you guys.
Exactly. It was really. I mean, he had to sit us down. It was kind of embarrassing. So, I don't know.
And there were tears, and it was really bad.
But they were happy tears at the end.
They were happy tears. Yeah, they were hugs and gropes after that.
Well, I couldn't hug Jason because the beef was still going. Obviously.
So Travis hugged me and said, here, give this to Jason.
Yeah.
And he turned around and hugged me and said, here, give this to Jason.
No. And don't get it twisted. I can hear it. I can hear the 1,000 comments we'll get on the website. Oh, but I see you hugging all the time at Indus Fest, yada, yada, yada. It's PR, guys. It's PR.
Yeah, PR.
All right? It's got to look that way.
Absolutely.
Mad beef. You don't even know.
That's so much beef.
All right, so that's it. So where was I? Facebook, Google+, Steam, mm-hmm. and Stitcher. Search for Interactive Distractions, and you will find us. And come over to VG Evo, join the community, and meet some gamers. And that is all I've got. So anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
I don't think so.
I think I'm good.
I think I'm going to go play some Batman.
Hey, Batman. Where's Falcone? Hold on.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, I almost said Zoom. Please leave us a review. We would appreciate that. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Talk to you next week.
Take it easy.